Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in to the In This League show right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Welcome into the first episode of August, which is the first episode with football season back.
Football!
All night. Football.
All night. Did you watch that preseason game?
I did. You know what? I actually watched a little of it. Thank you very much for my DirecTV and being able to access all of the channels via the internet. You know what?
Ah.
I would say 70% or more of my viewing habits are on my computer or my phone.
You're a full-on millennial.
Dude, I have 5 or 6 televisions in my house. 5 to 6.
They're always all taken, though.
Dude, I swear to God, I am staring at 2 televisions in my office, in the studio, that aren't even plugged in. I'm looking at them right now. They're about 32 inches. One's a wall mount. One's another one. They're not even plugged in. They're just sitting there, and there are at least 5 other televisions in my house. My primary mode of apparatus is online. I'm doing it all online.
Not me. I'm not an online guy at all as far as TV goes. I get pissed off when the games are on Facebook.
Yeah, you
and
do.
I can't see them on Facebook at all.
You get very triggered.
Yeah, well, I pay a lot of money for
to watch it online.
Not to watch it online. I pay a lot of money to watch it on my television that I also paid a lot of money for. And I would just like to watch the game on my TV, please. I don't want to have to go through a Roku to Facebook to all the stupid crap to watch it on my TV. It should just be on my TV.
What do you think is going to be the next big movement of like people standing up? There's going to be a movement in this world and it's going to circle around the NFL.
People are kneeling. You're getting it wrong.
Well, no, but I'm saying is what's going to be the big movement where a collective group of people stand up and say, no more NFL. Will it be CTE and those type of head injuries, or is it going to be any blackout ability with your NFL package?
Well, I mean, they still have, I think, some blackout ability, don't they, for local games? I'm not sure if that's 100% gone away.
I'm saying like when you buy whatever you buy, you want the NFL at any place. You want it on your phone. You want, like, if you buy the NFL package,
if I have to watch the Steelers everywhere on my phone on Twitter, I'll lose my mind. I will have a full-on meltdown
if I have to watch the
Steelers on my pad or on my phone. No, thank you.
Do you call it your pad?
Well, I don't have an iPad. I have a Kindle, whatever it's called. I can't even remember.
What an amazing moment we just had where you're like, oh, man, you're a millennial. You watch all your stuff on the internet. And then you referred to a tablet as a pad.
Tablet. Thank you. Yeah, I just it was out of my brain. The word was tablet.
You on that pad again? You watching a football on a pad again? Oh.
You watching that on your pad, boy?
It's funny that you brought up meltdown. So we got a couple meltdown pieces here. How about this piece of thing real quick? It's not quite a meltdown, but I almost had a meltdown on this.
Uh-oh.
When Lamar Jackson was, I believe he had first got into the game, we were treated with Ray Lewis. And I'll be honest with you, when I have to sit through the church of Ray Lewis at any point, I want to put my head through a wall when I listen to Ray Lewis. That's all that I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, he's such a charlatan, you know. You know that he doesn't believe any of that stuff that he says. He's just doing it to make himself feel better because he was accused of murder a long time ago. I couldn't be more sick of Ray Lewis.
I'm
can't stand that.
I'm so sick of Ray Lewis and listening to all that stuff and all the things he's trying to sell us when we all know what's going on. Hey, guess what? We all know. We know exactly what's happening. Then Lamar Miller, the great debut, really the only reason that you watch that game. Outside of it being the first NFL game of the season, which is fantastic and it's great. Outside of that, though, like, we were only there for Lamar Miller. Not so great. Not so good.
Lamar Jackson. Never anywhere for Lamar Miller. That's a
no,
fact.
I said Lamar Miller. Lamar Jackson. Also not so great Lamar Miller, but really not so great Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, it was his first game. I don't know what people expect. He's playing with scrubs on top of scrubs. Like, and it's, you know, I like that they asked Bill Belichick. They're like, did you watch the game, Bill? And he's like, well, I didn't watch the game. I watched some of the kickoffs, and I looked, stuck around for to see some of the new rules, things, and that's it. I mean, look, I'm, you know, a super fan, NFL fan, 99, number one over here, and I don't care. Like, I do not care about the Hall of Fame game. Look, they canceled it because the paint was hard or something last year. I can't even remember why they canceled it, but they're like, yeah, we're just not doing that.
I wish they would have canceled this one. As soon as Ray Lewis came up, I just like, can you please cancel this? And as soon as he starts talking, it's...
I just heard the Lord say, it is a spirit.
No, Ray, I don't want to hear it.
And my word will not return void, and it will go to that which it was sent. And it will prosper.
It's not. Lamar Jackson did not prosper. Okay, we are taking a wild turn for a minute. So, you want to talk about meltdowns? Follow me for a minute here. We're gonna get a little risque. Okay. We already just did fart jokes with Ray Lewis, so we got that.
I like that.
So Lamar Jackson, maybe not a meltdown, but less than a great performance. Bogman, always a meltdown when it comes to any internet-based game watching. If you can't watch it on your 70-inch television screen, you're going to lose your mind. Or if you had to do a couple clicks to, because you know you could do Chromecast. You could like Chromecast.
No clicks. No clicks. I don't want any of that. I want to be able to turn on my DirecTV box I pay $300 a month for and the game's on. That's what I want.
What if you just had to click that one Chromecast button because you have a Chromecast on your TV?
No, I don't have Chromecast. I don't have it.
$20. Go get one.
Why do I need to spend more money? I'm already spending so much money. It should just come on my television.
Okay. Phrasing. It should.
Phrasing.
Totally should. All right. So this is a little deviation to sports here, but the most insanely epic meltdown happened over the last couple days. It was not in Major League Baseball. It was not in LA with LeBron James. It was not Pac-Man Jones reliving his fight at the airport, and it didn't happen at the Hall of Fame game. It happened on Twitter, and it happened with an adult film actress.
A porn star.
Yeah, okay, thank you. An adult film actress.
Yes, one of my favorites, Lana Rhodes.
Lana Rhodes, and Lana Rhodes is famous for many things. One of them was her Instagram account, which had almost 2 million followers. Her Instagram was deleted. Matt Hardy, delete! It was taken off. And Lana Rhodes, now, to be fair, Lana Rhodes probably makes a portion of her money. I mean, to also be fair, what she's doing, you know, you could kind of do anywhere. And it could put out to any outlet. But this specific outlet apparently was... you know, a moneymaker. So that got taken away from her. Now, just mind you for a minute. She's an adult film actress. She's quite popular. And she went to Twitter.
I got to say something real quick. You're explaining Lana Rhodes like everyone listening doesn't know who Lana Rhodes is, right?
People
now.
That might not know Lana Rhodes.
They all know. Okay. They all know.
All right. Okay. Well,
you know, if you don't know, God bless you. You're living a pure life, and I appreciate it. But
like,
they
like Ray
know.
Lewis.
Right, it's you and Ray Lewis. Congratulations! So, but they all know what's going on. They know who Lana Rhodes is.
Okay, well, sure. This is going. I mean, I didn't know who Lana Rhodes was up till about a year ago. So
right, but that was a year ago.
Okay, well,
that was way before this.
Lots of research. I've put in lots.
You are one of those 1.6.
I'll bet you Jimmy Garoppolo is very, very familiar with Lana Rhodes. So this is going to lead to a sports take here, but I've never seen something like this in this meltdown that she went to Twitter. And then posted on the intranet. So let's see if we can get this going. Okay.
Account is deleted. I never posted anything on there that showed nipples, nudity, pornography, nothing.
She's a porn star.
I never did any of that. I don't even use DMs or talk.
She has a private account for people to sign up for and to pay money on Instagram. Meltdown.
I'm seriously having a panic attack. Can someone please respond to me and get back to me about why my account was deleted?
Okay. I'm not one to want to dance on graves. I'm not one to want to cast a net and judge the person and what they're going through in life. But to go on Twitter and just cry on Twitter about that you don't post pornography, which, by the way, her pen tweet is something else that her that she posted on Twitter. This is literally how it went. It went, you know, this thing, which has she's mascara everywhere. And composed
surprisingly,
myself.
She kept the camera fairly still for having a panic attack.
Yeah, I almost like it was like a planned thing or something like that.
Or someone else was holding it.
So,
oh, there's jokes in there. Well, she's used to someone else holding the camera. Oh, no. No, when she had the breathing thing, the camera did move. So
they call this POV, point of view.
I'm very familiar with the Welsh.
Okay, so where was I going with this? Okay, so So she goes on. She's like, I don't even do like this and that. The literal tweet above what she wrote is the most, I can't say the words that are on here, obscene. But here's where I got lost, because like I said, I feel bad for anybody that loses money and stuff like that. Like, you feel bad about that to a degree, I suppose. But she goes like this. She goes, I don't even participate in adult films anymore. Instagram was a way for me to have other opinions, options for myself and how I support myself. I deleted blah, blah, blah. You took away chances and hope for me. Everyone should see what discrimination feels like.
Wow.
I would love for Colin Kaepernick to weigh in on what Lana Rhodes has to say right now. Please, let's talk about the plight of discrimination that the porn star has, who says, she's like, I don't even do porn. Literally, last night, like, intense stuff on the Twitter. It was one, the internet reacted the only way the internet can react. And I want to know Colin Kaepernick's thoughts on her thoughts on discrimination. And I'd like to
you
just
a
overall
lot of thoughts out there. What how thoughts, do you spell how are you spelling those
yeah,
thoughts?
Yeah, no, yeah, missing a couple letters. I'd also like to know just overall Jimmy Garoppolo's opinion, because I think he's a trusted source. So that leads
Jimmy
to this.
Garoppolo does need to weigh in on this, because this is his community.
Don't you feel he's obligated, by the way? Don't you?
I do.
I'm being dead serious. Gronkowski owned this market for a while. Him and BB Jones, they created the symbiotic relationship between adult film actress and football player. There were some other hidden ones that some of us knew, like, oh, God, I forgot his stupid name. Rachel... Rachel Starr and Mike Napoli. That was one. But they were the symbiotic relationship that merged these two wonderful entities that probably equates to, you know, all male internet and TV habits, 95% of them, at least from 16 to 90 to death. Both of those things. But Jimmy Garoppolo, he is the new face of this. He should be required to weigh in on all
issues.
Hold
a press conference?
He should.
They should ask him like Urban Meyer.
Jimmy G Spot.
You know, like Jimmy G Spot. They should say, now that we asked you all these football questions, what do you think of Lana Rhodes having your Instagram closed? Because remember, we were doing this the other day when we were talking about this and how many followers that Kia, I already forgot
Kiara,
her name.
Kiara
Mia, or whatever her name is, the chick that Jimmy G was out with. You went to look up Riley Reid, and she had hers closed down for no reason.
Sometimes it's just an accepted form. It's an accepted, it's discrimination, Bogman.
To be honest, I think it might be a little bit
of
discrimination. Now, I don't want to stand on a bully pulpit here or anything, but.
Are you going to be serious here?
Well, for a little bit. I mean, just because I've heard of things like these, you know, actresses will have their bank accounts shut down. And obviously this Instagram stuff will happen. They'll be asked not to come back to restaurants and things like that. And I just think in this country, I mean, isn't that what freedom is? You're allowed to do all of that stuff. The Welsh, you can do whatever you want. You can go and, you know, you can go and do this kind of stuff. People watch it. People enjoy it. I mean, there's so much that you can do. That's freedom. And I just...
Oh, no, that's freedom.
I just find it hard to believe that there's so many moral police out there that would want to stop these people from gainful employment.
We're not
doing this better than being a bum?
We're not... You know? Oh, my God. We're not talking about the small issues like EA purposefully keeping Kaepernick out of the NFL because he's fighting for
out
real
of the
things.
NFL. I mean,
taking him out of EA Sports video games. Nike dropping Jameis Winston. Is that American Bogman? No. American? It is American, by the way.
He's free to get removed from Nike for being an abuser. Lana Rhodes makes it free for people to abuse themselves.
Oh.
She doesn't abuse anything else. So I just think that you should treat people like you want to be treated and not judge them for the things that they do for work when it's legal. You know what I mean? Give me a break. And I don't judge Colin Kaepernick for what he does. So I don't know. You know, you can have whatever opinion you want, but it's not like if I'm working a job, I'm not going to say, no, Colin Kaepernick, you can't come to my restaurant.
Instagram, do not take our adult film actresses. Don't take them away from
Jimmy G. It's my American right to see what Lana Rhodes has to say on Instagram and what she's wearing.
Jimmy G is a role model now because he has made it okay. We can all talk about it and it'll
Jimmy
be okay.
Jimmy G is trying to normalize it. It's not that big a deal. He went on a date with a woman who works.
Can we make America great again? Make America great again? Give Lana Rhodes back her account. Stop making that woman cry on Twitter. Stop doing all of
that
stuff.
This is just another form of bullying, right?
Okay, all right. All right, well, we're going to be back. Don't go anywhere. We're actually going to talk about the biggest fantasy sports meltdowns of all time. We might have some. Maybe even sports meltdowns of all time. This is America, damn it. Is this not America anymore? We'll be back.
I thought this was America.
Tennessee. I thought this was America.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back to In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, when you want to win your fantasy football league, you got to go to the very best source of information that you can possibly find. And that is rotoexperts.com. Senior writer, Jake Seeley. We got to do another read about Jake Seeley. Our guy, Jake Seeley, just, I think he told them, like, make sure to put my name on the In This League stuff.
He must name have. On. We just had him on our Black Book show on Fantrax, and here he is again,
he
popping
loved it
up.
Too. We told him, we're like, we know we have to read your name. And he's like, I love it. Well, it is an undisputable fact, regardless of it. No other fantasy football analyst in the industry was a better ranker or accurate expert than the All-In Kit. In 2017, Seeley was the number one draft accuracy ranker in the entire industry. And that was verified by fantasypros.com. And he's been a constant top three ranker throughout his distinguished career. Good Lord, he wrote this, guarantee. If you want to be the best, go with the best. Get Jake's 2018 fantasy football rankings now at rotoexperts.com. Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter promo code WINNER at checkout for a special discount. Go do it up. So, we just talked about America. We talked about all the things that is good about America and what's missing. And it's the rights for adult film workers.
Well, no. I guess the point I'm trying to make is, you know, treat people as you'd want to be treated. That's all I'm saying. All right. Yeah. All right, Instagram. All right. EA, all right, NFL.
If you
treat
want
people like you would want to be treated.
If you want to go on Twitter and cry your eyes out because your Instagram account was deleted, you can do that.
Yeah, you have the freedom to do that. Like other people have the freedom to openly mock you. I mean, it's not nice, but it is something that you can do. Now, I'm just not into like. I guess I've been watching, and the Welsh has been annoyed at hearing how much of this stuff I've been watching. This called this thing on Comedy Central called "This Is Not Happening." I've told you about that, right?
A few times,
and there's just a couple. There's this woman who hosts a podcast called Guys We Effed. Obviously, I can't say the full name of the podcast on here.
Well, yeah, you said effed, so.
I mean, effed. So, So she was talking about, she had this whole story on there about how her boyfriend's ex was this famous porn star named Stoya. And so, and how paranoid she was about how can I be the chick after a porn star,
please
right?
Be careful with how you're talking about it. You're making me very nervous right now.
Okay. But so the at the end, she said she had her on the show kind of to clear the air because she wanted to talk to her to kind of get this out in the open, like, hey, I'm jealous of you and blah, 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 blah. And she, Stoya talked about how much discrimination she had gone through. She just randomly had bank accounts shut down. People wouldn't serve her at restaurants. And, you know, people treat her like trash all the place. And I guess I was just kind of surprised because, you know, I mean, porn has become kind of mainstream to see this kind of discrimination happen.
I don't think it's as mainstream as you think it is. It's definitely
much more mainstream than it was even 15 years ago.
100,000%.
Ever since the beginning of the internet, it's become more and more involved.
Well, I would say multiple capacities. I would say Lisa Ann is probably one of those people
right.
over the last few
she's
years.
She's in our industry.
Yeah, she's in this industry, and she's kind of done that. I would say that, you know, there's a couple others, like Sasha Grey has broken into actual acting. You know, there's that. There were some have even broken into, like, Kevin Smith and Zach and Miri Make a Porno. You know, there's some of that. So that's happened.
It's just not talked about because it's still taboo, like I said, from, people, you know, the kind of the moral police stuff. But if you look at the physical numbers, it's still like the most looked up thing on the internet.
There's literally nothing Bogman is more passionate about than adult film industry. you're like, I'm not going to stand up for anything else. You're not fighting any other fight. But as soon as there's discrimination against adult film actresses, Bogman is picketing.
I don't like the games on Facebook bit either. So anything that's inconvenient for me, you know, net neutrality, you know, you make it hard for me to watch games because half of them have to be on the internet now. And the other things I like to watch that the Welsh probably has already mentioned.
Yeah.
So anything that's inconvenient for me, I will fight for. So,
yeah, you'll fight. Yeah, exactly. You'll fight for maybe better rules for Uber Eats and Postmates and stuff like that. You want better people because you are going to have them come to your house every day.
That's right. I want. You hear all these problems that Uber's happening with all kinds of nasty stuff.
Little teaser, too. Bogman won't be answering his door for 60 to 90 days coming up here soon. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the thing that we did tease, that's a tease for later. The tease was biggest fantasy sports meltdown that you've ever seen. Now, it could be yours. It could be someone that you played with. It could be something you heard about. Because now I'm trying to relive. We played for so long. And especially over the last couple of years, there's been so many leagues. I feel like I've seen a few meltdowns. Here's the one that jumps to my brain, Bugs. And as far as the fantasy sports one goes, was many years ago. I don't remember when it was. Our fantasy baseball championship. I'm in the finals against our good friend Will. I think I had maybe won the year before. Will, you know, trying to unseat me. That's kind of always the thing. Could never beat me in Madden, trying to beat me here. And he never beat me in Madden. I just own Will. So it's the final day. He's up, I believe, 8-7. I want to say it's like that. Maybe even 8-6. Final game. It's the Giants versus somebody. I don't even know who it was. We're at the final at bat. We're literally at the final at bat. We're in like the ninth inning. It's eighth inning, but it's my final guy. It's Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence had hit a homer earlier in the game, proceeds to hit his second home run which ties us 8-8. I win the tiebreaker and the championship. I'm pretty sure the meltdown that ensued from Will was probably like, it hasn't stopped to this day where he just posts 8-8, but it was relatively epic at the time of cursing and upsetness and questioning life in general. And then it kind of like simmered down a bit. Can you remember any others? I do remember also we had a friend.
I remember him just complaining about that constantly. And he was the biggest thing that he was upset about was like, I lose the stupid effing 100 pence. I got this text and this phone call like 100 times the week after this happened because he hits two home runs the last day and you had to give up like, I mean, our draft is like 29 rounds with 8 rounds of keepers. So it's really 21 rounds. And you had to give up like a 13th round pick for Hunter Pence.
Yeah.
Maybe a 15th. It could have been even lower.
And this
than
was
that.
Hunter Pence like 5 years ago or something like that.
When yeah,
he was
exactly.
A much better player. Like I got him at the deadline. I remember for nothing. And actually what it was our friend Joe, where I sent this dumb offer to get stuff started and he just accepted it. And I remember you talked to him and he just said, I just didn't want to talk about it.
I just didn't even want to fight it. I'm not winning anything. That's fine. I'm done.
It was like a 15th round pick or something like that. And I do remember we had a live draft one time. And now this wasn't like a singular moment, but it was a meltdown of epic proportions for a friend of ours because it was the first and only live draft we ever did at a bar. And he felt it was time to drink shots of 151 during the draft. So the meltdown became himself. Then it ensued when I took back-to-back David Wright and Jose Reyes when they were rookies.
Because he's a Mets fan.
Because he's a Mets fan. Lost his mind, drank more 151, and then by about the 20th round, he was puking in the corner as the waitress came out, and we never went back to that bar again to do a live fantasy draft.
She's like, yeah, you guys have to leave. I was like, we have 3 rounds left. And she's like, well, that guy has to leave. Yeah. I'm like, he's gone. And I was like, someone call this idiot a cab. And then he left, and then we finished the draft, of course. But my biggest one was when I was playing against Collings, and it was the same type of deal. I'd won like, because I won a lot in the beginning of that league. I think I won 2 or 3 years in a row, and I was playing Collings. And
everyone knows who Collings is, by the way. So keep going.
Yeah. Well, like you said, our good buddy Will. Everybody knows who Will is. Stupid.
Well, I prefaced it.
Okay, I'm sure people can't figure out that he's my friend, that he's our friend. He's a guy in our league. So a lot of people listen to this over and over and over. They've heard Collings' name come up. Anyway, okay. I was playing our good friend who none of you know. His name is Chris Collings.
There you go.
I'll give you his address and
put him on blast. Okay.
Right. But so I had Paul Konerko, and this was like I could tie it. I couldn't win it anymore. But if I tied in homers and I won RBI, then I would have won the tiebreak. So it came down to this was like the last Sunday night game or whatever it was of the week. And Paul Konerko was up in the 8th, 9th inning, something like that. And there were 2 guys on base and he hit it to the track. And I can't remember who was playing center field for Kansas City. I think it might have been Lorenzo Cain at that point. But he, he tracked down and caught it. And it was all over but the crying at that point. I was flipping tables over.
I wonder, I'd love to hear, if anyone wants to tweet us, is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? I'd love to know, is there like a guy that screwed you? Because those are always actually the best stories, by the way. It's
people
the one,
know that better than the guys that won the money.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. People are going to remember the guy that killed them more than they would remember their team or the players they had on their team when they won their championship. Like, I just won our big 16 man last year. I think I won. And all I remember is I had Fournette and Gurley. I don't remember any other players, anything. But I had Gurley at the 16th pick. I got Gurley and Fournette, 16 and 17. That's all I remember. But otherwise, you just kind of remember the times that you get epically screwed over. And then you have your meltdown. And thank God at those times, guess what? Thank God we didn't have Twitter, or we'd be crying with mascara on there.
Hey, please just
all
stop.
I needed was that last home run.
Can somebody just point me and teach me how to play fantasy basketball? Why do I play football?
I'm having a panic attack right now. Oh my God.
Oh, panic attack. So you can tweet us. It was at the Welsh Bogman Sports. If you have had any panic attack fantasy moments, any epic meltdowns, or I always like to when people hold that grudge against that one player forever. And then you like won't even draft him either, even if he's good. You just hold a grudge because you're like, that's the guy that screwed me.
I mean, to be honest, you know, with all the playoff losses that the Steelers have ever had, or, you know, the Diamondbacks getting swept by the Dodgers, I think the regular moment that I hated the most was when the Steelers had a chance to go to the playoffs. Antonio Brown was streaking down the sideline in the snow, and he slipped out of bounds. His foot like barely touched the sideline, and it would have been a touchdown to end the game in overtime. And he stepped out, so we didn't get the touchdown, and we wound up we lost the game in overtime to Miami, and that was that. So I can't remember what happened.
I mean, we want to go down. You can't really remember any of it. You just know you didn't win. That's the specifics.
All I know is that I didn't. That was one of those times that I didn't talk to anybody. I'm like, just everybody leave me alone.
I mean, I've definitely had that. Like, I'll lose in a championship, and I'll talk to you guys in April. You know, like, that'll be that type of thing. I'll talk to you guys in a week or something. But if you want to get into fantasy, if you want to get into real sports moments, Falcons, Patriots, 28-3.
Yeah. How about Georgia Warriors? Fans last year?
About who?
Georgia fans last year for college football.
Yeah. How about Warriors? 3-1 lead.
Yeah.
Some meltdowns.
Meltdown, that's the Lana Rhodes of sports right there.
Oh, which one? What is the Lana Rhodes of sport? Which exactly?
Oh, it's definitely the Falcons. Yeah. 100%. Definitely the Falcons by a million miles.
Congratulations,
that
Georgia.
Giant lead. Everybody at halftime thought it was over with, and it was, here they come. Here come the Patriots. So.
And it's gone. The other thing, I just want to touch on this real quick, and then I actually want to talk about, the Patriots signing with Decker, but the stuff with Kaepernick, I don't want to go like too crazy into it because who cares, but I thought this was really interesting. So Colin Kaepernick, I mean, every year doesn't fail. We get more stuff outside of, you know, the NFL, an obvious collusion to make sure that he doesn't play. That's a very apparent. But EA Sports bleeped his name out of a soundtrack, and they call it an unfortunate mistake. Now, They released a statement. Here was their statement, by the way. Let me, where'd it go? We made an, I don't know why I feel like they talk like that. You know what they talk like? They're probably like Mr. Burns. Ooh, we made an unfortunate mistake with our Madden NFL soundtrack. There's like evil music behind him. Members of our team misunderstood the fact that while we don't have the rights to include Colin Kaepernick in the game, that doesn't affect soundtracks. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Did they really?
I don't know. That I mean, I don't know if it's definitely not the dumbest. Out of all the dumb things you've ever heard, that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
No, I mean,
you would be really that surprised if someone was that stupid.
This is like Urban Meyer level lying right now. Like,
we
messed up, and the edit should have never happened.
It's a jump to conclusions, Matt.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's what you're on right now. You're like, on the jump to conclusions, Matt.
They're like, okay, Kaepernick can't be in the game. So they're like, okay, cool. We better delete his name from a song
break. Isn't there NFLPA things where they just had that big Ed O'Banion lawsuit, EA.
Not in a song.
For the college sports stuff. They just got sued.
It's a rap
for
song.
All that stuff.
It's a rap song that had it in there. Yeah, they took all his rights out. You don't go and edit the rap song that has his name in there. So they said, we made an edit. We screwed up.
I understand that. What I'm saying is you really can't believe that someone would be that dumb to do
that.
No,
I 1,000% cannot believe that someone didn't say, can I get some clarification for a minute? Would you also like us to take his name out of the rap song? That no human being asked that question is asinine. That I work in media to for everyone to be like, yep, obviously, man, we got to edit this rap song when they say we got to take him out of the video game. That's crazy. That is oversight. Those are dumb people. That's it. Those are dumb people.
Okay.
And they're apologizing for it. They said, we meant no disrespect. We apologize to Colin, YG, and Big Sean, to the NFL, and all their fans, and our players make a mistake, blah, blah, blah. Here is where I was like, whoa. So that rapper, I don't even know who YG is. YG did part of the song. He did this he posted this video where he's asking the NFL, he's like, I'm sorry, Kaepernick. He wants the NFL to apologize. But in the video, this dude drops like a lot of curse words and a lot of like words that we can't say on the radio, other words we really can't say. And SB Nation retweeted it. And I was like, this came from the SB Nation account. You guys retweet. Like, I know you're trying to get your thing that YG is asking for an apology, But this dude just dropped like six expletives that would get the NFL fined $4 billion on television. I didn't think that was quite the smartest play for SB Nation. But I mean, maybe I'm the only one that noticed it, because I was going to play the clip on here. And then I listened to the video and I was like, oh, no, I'm not.
Better not.
We're not going to even try to edit it, because there's a lot of edits that would need to be in it. But SB Nation just said, nah, let's go. Let's go. Let's put this tweet out. YG's asking for an apology. We won't listen. Maybe it was the same EA Sports people. They're just like, it's good. Just throw it out here. We don't even have to check into it.
I got to be honest. Like, I thought that people were pissed that Colin Kaepernick wasn't in the game for some reason when I first saw this.
What is EA Sports? I didn't know. They're in the game.
I didn't know that it was just lyrics from a song, but that's also stupid. Like, I kind of don't understand what's happening, but whatever.
I know where you're thinking, like, well, can't you see that's an oversight? No, I can't, because these are professionals.
Well, definitely a slight.
For the biggest, this is the biggest video game on the planet, and someone didn't ask to like for clarification, or they asked for clarification, and EA is just like, whoops, we
do
messed up a little bit.
Right.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. We got a lot of NFL to talk about. It's in this league.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Find us over at InThisLeague.com and all of the In This League podcasts. It's not just this show. It is a lot of them. We actually just did our Hell Week, where we did five straight fantasy football podcasts, all on ranks, our overall ranks. And then this week, we have two mock drafts. We're doing a standard and a PPR, two live mock draft episodes where we get mad and we can say all the words. Well, not all the words, but most of the words that YG said in his video. We can say some of those, and then we bleep them. But not all of those words.
Yeah, we can't, we bleep a lot of words. The mock drafts are fun. If you haven't been able to get a chance to listen to them, because the Welsh and I get locked in on a player,
yep.
Someone snipes us,
yep.
And we do a lot of table flipping.
Yep.
So, I mean, we don't cry about it.
Meltdowns.
Like, a lot of roads, but we kind
of
cry.
Speaking of meltdowns, it can happen. I've known to pull a little bit of Alana Rhodes in that capacity.
You got your mascara running.
Yep.
All of your guy liner is running.
It does run. I talk about discrimination. Absolutely.
Yep.
Take a picture of my handle and talk about discrimination. And
poor white guy in America. It's been real rough for you.
Super rough, right? Super, super rough. Super rough. And then you can also check us out over on our ITL Army, patreon.com/ITL Army. For our insiders, where we do the comedy shows, we're doing some uncensored mock drafts. Plus, we got a whole bunch of other stuff. We got our ranks up there, live streams with Bogman sometimes on Thursdays. When in season, we do that all the time. And we got some giveaways going on, too. So check it out, patreon.com/ITL Army. Now, there are some things to talk about, Bogman. Actually, what's really funny is...
Stuff and things.
There's a lot of stuff and things. Many stuff and things centered all around wide receivers. Now, there's two things on the Patriots. I'm dying to just get this off my chest here because it's so funny. To me, it's really funny. What? Questioning here? What?
No, I'm just...
Was that a phrasing?
I'm just waiting to hear what you have to say about the situation.
So sometimes... Oh, yeah, with Julian Edelman. Sexy Julian Edelman. So I did... I do like the weekday updates on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And they also go on iHeart, by the way. But I never hear anything. I've been encouraged to, throw in my
spice
humor.
It up.
Yeah, spice it up when I feel like it. Sometimes I'll go a month without doing it, but if the story's right, I'll spice it up. So this story came across about sexy Julian Edelman, who is suspended for four games. He, this is from Roto World. It says, he doesn't have his camp legs. He says, I don't have my camp legs. I don't have football legs. And it's evident out there. He says, I wasn't as good as I want to be today. And feeling that's because I'm not in the best shape right now. Then he goes,
he's the only guy in camp that's not in the best shape of his life, by the way.
He went on to describe how the first eight days of camp are a grind, while noting he's developed some, quote, bad habits. So where do you think I went with that?
Bad habits like PEDs.
So my first part of the recording I did, I said, like performance enhancing drugs, allegedly. And I deleted that. And I'm like, that's a little too much. So I said, I went after, so while noting he's developed some bad habits, and I said, maybe we'll be able to identify these habits.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with
it's
a blood
good.
Test.
You didn't like that?
Nah, that was pretty good. With a blood test, I think you have to.
I almost lost $100 to you. Didn't even laugh at that. That was so good. That was so good.
You didn't say maybe we can narrow these down with a blood test?
I said maybe we'll be able to identify these habits. They didn't identify.
I get it.
Yeah,
that's good.
Nah, whatever. Screw Edelman. I hate him now. I hate you now, too. Ruined my joke. Well, I thought it was clever.
It is clever. I'm not saying it's not clever. It's good. I think it would have been smarter if you would have thrown in Bogman has been talking about this the whole offseason about how he doesn't want him and all
on
that
stuff. On the news report?
Yeah, usually Bogman is right. Yeah, you should have at least said that, I think.
This would be like you coming on there and being like, yeah, me and Collings are doing this. No one knows what's going on. No one knows who I'm talking about. No one knows.
They go, who's this Bogman guy? And then they can look it up and find me.
Oh, then they're going to search you on your Twitter.
I think so, yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah, just like your interaction.
Just like
on
in real
Twitter.
Life, it's a mystery.
When's the last time you tweeted something? Not retweet.
I retweet a lot.
No,
And I answer a lot of questions. So.
Not retweet.
I don't know. I save that for the people that pay us on patreon.com/ITL Army.
I'm looking. Original thought. Not a post about a show. Let's see. Ball bag is empty. That doesn't count. We're going to keep going here. A lot of retweets of me. Appreciate that. The Black Book. Officialfantasyrings.com. Little John Lobb. Still going. Well, okay. Here's one. July 26th. A meal, LOL. I wish. Me and Mr. CFF.
Yeah. Well, that was when I posted a show. I said me and Mr. CFF, but it said Emil, Mr. CFF.
Bogman's a funny guy. Why are we not getting any Bogman? We're almost out of July, and I don't see
you are if you pay on GroupMe. I drop all my funny stuff in there.
Oh, that's where you drop the bombs. What if GroupMe gets shut down? That's how you make your money, Bogman.
Then I'll be crying. I'll post. I don't know why my GroupMe account was shut down. All I do is post porn on there all the time.
She said, I don't do that. She's like, I don't do that.
I know, but that's
no,
why.
No, I mean, I can't get over that. She's like, I don't do that. And it's like the next tweet is like the most wretchedly like.
Well, I think she said, I don't post that stuff on.
No, she literally in a tweet says, I don't even do that.
Right. Which is anymore. All she does. Yeah, so
which is the only thing she does. Yeah. Right. Out of July. I think we should encourage Bogman to. Oh, here's one. No, I found it. July 6th. Anthony Johnson is good.
but did you see the chain there? That it was a picture of Anthony Johnson,
the video,
the wide receiver from the University of Buffalo, doing a backflip while catching a ball one-handed.
Oh, okay. So he's pretty good. I don't even know who
that is. And the first comment is underneath that is from Sunday Night Football, and it's asking permission to use it.
Is he like Stanley Morgan, Bogman?
Nah, I don't know if he's as good as Stanley Morgan.
Okay.
Apparently, a lot of tweets about Stanley Morgan and where, Mr. CFF, Blake, and I had him ranked.
Yeah, Bogman getting in the thick of it, getting in the throes of Nebraska fans mad about your college football ranks.
People got a lot of opinions about some college ball there. They sure do. So.
Yep. All right. So, Julian Edelman, camp legs, whatever, PEDs, whatever you want to throw out there. The big thing that I thought was interesting, and we haven't got to talk about this, even though we've updated our ranks, I didn't look if you even did this. They go out and sign, hysterically, the most obvious player they were ever going to sign in Eric Decker.
Yeah, it's Julian Edelman's doppelganger.
Yeah, I mean, even better looking, though. Just way better looking. So
he's better looking than Julian?
Yeah.
Ooh, that could be a poll.
Put it out. You need some original content on your Twitter, Bogman.
Original content. Okay. It's funny because you have all these ones that are like, who would you take in a 5x5 fantasy baseball league?
Who's sexier? Like,
who's better looking?
Who's Eric sexier?
Decker or Julian Edelman? Who's the sexier wide receiver? That's what I'm going to ask.
Okay. And people are going to be like, well, what do you mean? Be like, you know what I mean.
You know what I mean.
So we never got to talk about
have sex with one of them. Which one would it be? That's what I mean.
You can't toe the line, can you? We're on the radio and Bogman just can't toe the line.
What line? I haven't said anything vulgar.
All right. Eric Decker, signed with the Patriots. Jordan Matthews, gone. Eric Decker walks in, red zone target. Some may think maybe it's beyond him. Tom Brady is someone that can bring them all alive. How do you value him? We never got it. We the signing happened after I think we did the wide receiver ranks episode last week, and we didn't really touch too much on it on the overall show just because there's still some stuff we need to sit. But as I was doing my updated ranks, I think I might have put him relatively aggressive. So like how do you view him? Like what range
you put Decker as aggressive?
I mean, aggressive is relative. He's inside the top 75. Is he inside your top 75?
I mean, he'd probably be there, but I thought you'd aggressive like top 50. I don't know.
No, he's not inside my top 50, but I think I might have put him at like 54, 55.
All right. Let me ask you this. I'm going to flip the question back to you. Would it be more surprising to you if Eric Decker had 1,000 yards receiving or if he was cut before the season started?
Well, I mean, it's – but you're giving an extreme and then a more realistic opinion. You're not giving two extremes. So I'm going to go with the least extreme and say, yeah, cut. Sure.
Cut. Okay. So I think if a guy is on the borderline of being cuttable because before this injury, they weren't, they weren't thinking about anything with him, with stupid Eric Decker. I think that I just don't think he's going to factor that much into it.
I'm not with you on that. I don't think Eric Decker, to me, and maybe I'm just reading too many secondary parts into this, he's not a guy that comes in for like a little trial run. Like he's not T.O. He's not looking for a gig. He waited until this time, found a fit. He was looking for a fit. Boom, with the Patriots. Because even when Julian Edelman comes back, Eric Decker could move into that third wide receiver role, and you know you're going in for a championship. He's also only 31 years old. Like, I know Eric Decker feels like he's 38. He's not. He's 31 years old. So I don't buy it. I don't buy that he's a camp wide receiver that's going to end up being taken off of this team or cut or anything like that. Their wide receivers right now, without Edelman, are Chris Hogan. You got Kenny Britt, Cordarrelle Patterson, Slater, and Philip Dorsett and Braxton Berrios. I think... I would say at the end of the day, I think he's more of a lock to me than Dorsett, Patterson, or Slater. I don't think Berrios is necessarily going anywhere. I think he's a lock for this roster, and I think he's a number two wide receiver for at least 4 weeks, and he's been such a popular red zone option that I
Since
think he
when?
Might sneak in.
He was terrible last year. He had all the opportunity in the world.
Yeah,
he
Mariota.
Was awful.
How bad was Tennessee?
The whole offense was bad. He was part of that offense.
How good was
like
he the year before
out.
That?
I can't remember. Give me his stats. How good was he the year before that with the Jets?
Well, I can tell you one thing. I remember last year talking about how excited we are because he was one of the top red zone options from that year. So
yeah, but it was like last year was the year that he just got old. And I know, look, Tom Brady can improve plenty of guys. I mean, so he had 593 yards in Tennessee last year.
And he was hurt in 16.
He was hurt in 16. So he had 1,000 yards before that, 962 the year before that.
So it's the 2015 season. That was one we must have been referencing where he had 132 targets, 80 catches, 1,000 yards, and 12 touchdowns. He's had three, by the way, double-digit touchdown seasons. Now, I mean, he's older for sure, but it's that's a pass-heavy offense.
I don't know. I think Decker's kind of cooked. He had to have had a lot of he's 31 years old, so he's not ancient or anything.
No, he's not.
But he had a lot of tryouts in the offseason, and he didn't get signed anywhere. And
they started him 8 games last year in Tennessee. I think he was misused in Tennessee. I don't think the best is completely behind him, and New England is a place that he could get some. Now, obviously, is he going to be
Davis was bad last year, and he started half the games over Decker as a rookie. I don't like that. So I just it doesn't look good for Decker. He's in a better spot.
Okay, so you have no interest.
I tell you
in him.
What, I'll say this: if he's going to succeed anywhere, it would probably be New England. The only other better spot for Decker would have been Dallas. I think Dallas would have been nice because
there's a lack of talent there.
Yes, I don't think that, you know, a signing because of an injury doesn't really get me excited, and that's exactly what Decker is at this point.
But that's all. But
down, sure.
But Dez Bryant, you would rank Dez Bryant. You said you'd be excited if he was a New England Patriot. Yet you're not excited about him now.
As a wide receiver too last year, Eric Decker was worthless. You know why he finished as wide receiver 24, which is a wide receiver 2 if you're in a 12-man league. Dez Bryant did. So wherever Dez goes, he still has some talent. He's not as good as he once was. But I mean, Decker might be completely off the map at this point. We'll see.
But
we'll
do
see
you
if
think
he makes
it's
it through camp and he looks good and all that stuff. And I think the upside is exactly what you said. I think the upside is probably better than what you said. Wide receiver 2 for longer than just the 4 weeks Edelman is suspended, because Edelman is coming off the injury and he says he still doesn't feel right.
So I'm looking here. Fantasy Pros is a little wacky now.
Because it just started.
Yeah, and I can't tell who's
start ranking him.
Yeah, and I can't tell like really who's adjusted right now. Craig Phillips from FF Profit has him as a 68th wide receiver, so I'm probably
that
in.
That sounds about right.
In the high range. Yeah, I think I have to go look. I think I've got him in the mid 50s to 60 range. It's just because in that area of wide receivers, is it that much of a risk? Like, okay, I'm going to look
if he's the last guy on your roster, absolutely not. I mean, if you want to snap him up as a last round pick.
Like Ted Ginn or Eric Decker. Do you think you took Decker over Ted Ginn? Is that a problem?
Nah.
I agree. It's not. Gallup, Michael Gallup or Eric Decker?
I'd rather have Gallup.
But is that a no-brainer to you?
It's not a no-brainer. I just think there's more upside for Gallup, so I go with Gallup. I think if you're reaching down at that area, it's about taking upside. And I think Gallup has a ton of it. Now, you know, if you cut Gallup after week one, no one's going to bat an eye either. And it's the same thing with Eric Decker. He's a guy that's all the way down there. I just don't know how much upside he has because he was good at one point. So, like, where do you – let me look where I have – Gallup. I'm taking a look at my rankings here. I have Gallup at 57. So let me look at where I put Decker, because I have Lockett down here. He'll probably have to come up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Inunua. I have Inunua at 64. Danny Amendola, James Washington, Kevin White, John Brown, Kenny Golladay. I think all these guys, Beasley, have more upside. Mm-hmm. I think I got him I got Beasley at 70. I could not put Decker ahead of Beasley.
No.
So I'd probably put him at 71, which would be between Beasley and the guy you just mentioned, Teddy Ginn.
See, a lot of the guys you were just talking about, though, like I'm comfortable with Decker over. I take that risk because at that point, you're at
which one, though? Hold on. Which one, though? Probably Inunua. I get that.
Absolutely Inunua.
But James Washington or
sure.
Decker?
I mean, it could be dependent on the team, but I think I'd go with Decker.
Okay. Kevin White. I get that one because he's been hurt. But John Brown is the number two in
Tyler Boyd.
Baltimore.
Tyler Boyd's fighting for the number two spot. And it's in.
Well, you're the.
I thought you were talking about John Ross. I thought you said John Ross. No,
John Brown.
Yeah, I'm not excited about any Baltimore wide receiver.
Your guy,
but Michael
Kenny
Crabtree.
Go all day? You're going to take Decker over Kenny Go all day?
I'd be fine with it. This is a wide receiver 5 or 6 range that you're talking about. Decker might be a wide receiver 2 on the Patriots for 4 weeks, and then maybe maybe he's not more than a serviceable option after that. I'm willing to take that risk. We know the talent that he has. I don't like, and the word risk, I don't even think really applies there. Could he be nothing? Sure. Cut him. Fodder after that.
But
that's
why. I guess my point is he belongs in that group. I think that who was the one guy that you mentioned? I can't remember who it was. It just completely escapes
me
now, but Ted Ginn is a bad example. We were talking about somebody else. What about Kenny Stills?
No, Kenny Stills easily over him.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So he belongs in that 60 and below.
And
range.
Maybe I haven't been 60. I'm going to have to relook because, like, I'm into more guys like the Tyler Lockett, the Anthony Miller, stuff like that for sure. But I think I think he might be a guy that you should take a look at late in drafts because there might be some early season upside. So it's something to take a look at. We got a whole bunch more. We're going to talk about Urban Meyer. We're going to go into a show that I've never watched, that little Last Chance U. More fantasy football talk and a whole bunch more. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League. Bogman the Welsh. We'll be back.